Okay, Shalom Rav Hosai, very exciting day as today's daf is Pesachim, daf Kuf Chof Aleph, the last daf in Masechus Pesachim, and we have the tremendous chus of finishing the Masechta. Mazel tov to everybody who's kept at it, and for those who have came in the middle, so with Hashem, you'll be zocha to go weiter and make other siyumim and go back and chazer Pesachim. But we still have a little bit of work to do to get to the end, so let's do that right now. We're on Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Beis at the two dots at the top, i.e. HaPesach Achor Chatzos Matames HaYadayim. And again, as all the shiurim in Maseches Pesachim were, the today's shiur is B'schus Rufu Shleima for Nami Mi Rav Ashan Rav Gerezel and for Shiur Bas Dvorah Leah. So the Mishnah had said that the Pesach after Chatzos, if you have a Korban Pesach that's left over after Chatzos, that is Matames HaYadayim. It's the din derabbanan that's metame yadayim, like it is nosar. So the Gemara says, "Ala mechatzos havelei nosar." Apparently, right? It is nosar. We're going to see the reason for the fact that nosar, which is again a korban that's left over after the prescribed time to eat it, we're going to see why Chazal were gozer that it should be metame the yadayim. But apparently, if you tell me that a korban pesach after chatzos is tame, so that is like it's nosar. So Mantana, who's that shita? So I'm Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He, right? That's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's shita. The Tanya that we learned in Rabbi Yosef, Achlu is habasar hazeh, es habasar balayla hazeh. Right? You have to eat the korban pesach on this night. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer never kan balayla hazeh, but never lahalan vavarti baris mitzrayim balayla hazeh. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that he links this mitzvah, this pasuk that says eat the korban pesach on this night, and the pasuk by Makos Bechoros that said it happened balayla hazeh on this night. Malahalan an chatzos. Afkan al chatzos, right? Just like by Makas Bechoros that happened at midnight, so too over here, you have to eat the Korban Pesach up until midnight. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, v'alo nemar chipazon, right? Ashas chipazon. Wait, one second. The pasuk says you have to eat it chipazon with a hunger, with a taiva, right? So the time of chipazon, when the Jews were leaving Mitzrayim, that was in the morning. So apparently you have all night. You should eat it all night. Maybe not hungry. Maybe it means like they were running out of Mitzrayim. However you translate chipazon, but that was the time that was in the morning when they ate when they left Mitzrayim. So why don't according to Rabbi Kiva you should have all night to eat the Korban Pesach. So I seem kein matam lomar balayla. So therefore, what does the pasuk mean to tell me when it says eat it balayla at night? Yochel yehinech l'kachim bayom, because you might have thought the Korban Pesach, right? We said if you remember earlier in the Masechta, the Korban Pesach is really just a shlamim that is obviously crucial and I guess not crucial, but that is shayach to Pesach. Korban Shlomim you can eat for 2 days and one night. So you might have thought, just like other kachim, you could eat the Korban Pesach during the day. Tamalomer balayla. Balayla hu nechol ve'eno nechol bayom. Right? You can only eat it at night during this night. I have Rabbi Kiva. I hazeh my avidle. So fine. So what does Rabbi Kiva do, though, with the pasuk of hazeh? Right? Eat it on this night. So what does he learn from that? Which Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah learned to teach me that you can only eat it up until chatzos. So Mibayalei, Rabbi Kiva uses it lemutei laila acher huda also to exclude a second night, right? Because sakutai dechamina, you might have thought to say whole Pesach kachim kalim, just since a korban Pesach is kachim kalim, which that type of kachim, heru shlamim kachim kalim, and so is a shlamim mashlam shlamim nechalim l'shnei yamim v'laila echad af Pesach ukim leilos b'makom yamim. Right, just like a korban shlamim is eaten for 2 days and one night, maybe by the korban Pesach it should be eaten for two nights in one day. So therefore, therefore the pasuk teaches me you have to eat it on this night specifically, and not this night and the following night. For what about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? So Amar Lachai, he would say to you, he learns the fact that you can't eat it until the next morning from the fact that the pasuk says don't leave it over until morning. Right, very poshut. Rabbi Kiva, what does Rabbi Kiva say? That seems to be pretty good logic. He would say, because if the pasuk had not said hazeh, you might have thought my boker sheni. You might have thought that lo sasiru ad boker means not until the morning of Pesach morning, right? The first day Yontif, let's say second day Yontif, or the first day Chol HaMoed, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, that you would get actually don't leave it over after eating it for a night, a day, and a night, and don't leave it over to the second morning. So therefore, you have the pasuk of hazeh to teach me that you only need to eat it tonight, right? And not the following morning. So if Rabbi Elazar, what would Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say back to you? He would say, "Kol heicha d'ksiv boker boker rishonu," and Rabbi Elazar would say, "No, there's no such havamina, because anytime it says ad boker, there's no havamina that you would eat it up until the second morning. Anytime it says morning, it's referring to the first morning." And Rabbi Kiva, I guess, would disagree. Rather, Gemara doesn't explain, but the Rabbi Kiva would say no, that anytime it says boker, it does not necessarily mean the first morning. It could theoretically mean the second morning. Okay, so that's machlokas, as perhaps familiar with it, between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Kiva. We are knowing to eat the try and eat the afikomen before chatzos. Lamaisa, and that's coming up Lamaisa in a couple of days. Meheri Bani Beis Hamikdash will be shaykh to the Korban Pesach as well, but certainly for the Afikomen, for the Matzah, where our minhag is trying to eat it before Chatzos. Amar Rava, Rava says, Acho Matzah Bezmanazah Ach Chatzos, let's say you eat Matzah, and nowadays, right, again, as we just pointed out, right, let's say you eat the Afikomen after Chatzos, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, lo Yotzi Dechovaso, you're not Yotzi, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Gemara says, Pshita, well, yeah, obviously. Right, what does it say? Matzos Marim Yochluhu. Right, the matzah is connected to the Korban Pesach. So Korban Pesach is up until midnight. So too, the matzah, the Afikomen, is also until midnight. So Gemara says, no. Still need to teach me that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would say you're not Yotze. Why? Isn't it obvious? Because now the tema, you might have thought how Afke Krami Hakesha. That since, again, what did the pasuk do? The pasuk connected the matzah to the Korban Pesach. Right, we don't have Korban Pesach anymore. So then the pasuk went again. If you remember the drushes we had, the pasuk said again, right? What's it called? Tochlu matzos, right? Be'erev tochlu matzos, that you should eat matzah on that night to tell me that matzah is de'oraisa, meaning not connecting it to the Korban Pesach. Okay, if the chiyuv comes from be'erev tochlu matzos, so maybe it has nothing to do with Korban Pesach at all, and therefore you can eat matzah the entire night. So therefore, kamash malan dechia hadri kra lemilsa kaima kamaisa ahadri. The pasuk teaches me that we're going to reinstitute the mitzvah of matzah, and it's going to be exactly like it was originally. It's not a new mitzvah of matzah; it's just reinstituting the old mitzvah of matzah, which was "quote unquote" linked to the Korban Pesach, and therefore it's only up until Chatzos. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's shita. Okay, a pigul vanosra matamei zayidayim. We had said that a pigul, which is a korban that is messed up, let's say a person that intends a coin intends to shecht it and eat it. Right, when he's shechting, or when he's doing any part of the avoda, the intention is to eat it echutz l'sman, or any other type of bad machshavas. So that would mess up the korban. Nosar as well. If you leave it after the time, right? If you eat those things, you're a chayav karis. But they are metame seyidayim. They are also tame, as we're going to see in a second, tame midirabanan. As Rav Huna of Rav Chista, chad amar mishum chashtei kuna, chad amar mishum Asli Guna. Rav Huna or Rav Chista say two reasons, and we're going to see in a second that they're not actually arguing. One of them says because of Chashti Kuhuna, we're concerned about the Kohanim, about Kohanim who are going to mess up a guy's korban on purpose, right? Just a little machshava will mess up this guy's korban. We're concerned about vindictive Kohanim who may do that on purpose. If this sounds familiar, so we had this about a month and change ago. And V'chadam and Asli Kuhuna, one of them says that the reason is because of lazy Kohanim. That and what the Gemara is going to say that's applying to each case is going to be right for one different reason. Okay, Chad Amar, another machlokas, because one of them says that the shear is a kazayis, the Chad Amar kabeitza, and one of them says that the shear that we're talking about is a kabeitza. And the Gemara explains what exactly is going on over here. Chad Tani a pigol, v'chad Tani a nosar. One of them is talking about the pigol, meaning when we said that we're concerned about chashtei kohanim, that we're concerned that the kohanim are going to mess up the korban on purpose, that's talking about pigul. Therefore, we goes there tuma biadayim, if a kohen is going to become tame, if he makes the korban pigul, so maybe he'll think twice about actually messing up this guy's korban. V'chatani anosar, when we said about the lazy kohanim, that right, they may leave over the meat past the allotted time, and that will be nosar. So if they know that they're going to have some tuma situation on their hands, right, because of the nosar, so then maybe they won't be lazy and eating the korbanos. Okay, man d'tani apigol mishum. Oh, sorry. So the Gemara explains this, right? Man d'tani apigol mishum chashtiguna. Man d'tani anosar mishum atzliguna. That's basically what I just explained. Chad amar kazayis v'chad amar kabeitza. What's that machlokas? So chad amar kazayis ki isuro. The man d'amar kazayis ki isuro. The corner of the one who says that the shear for this item becoming tame, whether it's notes or pigle, is a kazayis. That's just like the iser to eat it, right? And all achila, iser achila, almost all isure achila are a kazayis. Umanda amar kavitza kedumaso. And the one who says that the minimum shear, the shear that's going to make this tame, is like it's tuma, right? But according to the Rashbam, remember we had that machlokas in terms of how much of a piece of what size of a shear of food is going to become tameh, but for sure to transmit tameh it has to be a kabeitza. Otherwise, the machlokas Rashi Tosos. But right, again, the tumaso kabeitza, right, to transmit tameh, it's going to be a kabeitza, and that's what that opinion would say, that's the shear we're dealing with here as well. Okay, last mishnah in the Masechta Birich. Birkas HaPesach, Pater es Shal Zevach. Birich es Shal Zevach, Lo Pater es Shal Pesach, Deve Ravi Yishmoel. Now, unfortunately, Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash, Mitzashem, I guess I should probably say, Mitzashem Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash, and we will be familiar with this, but what I was trying to say is, unfortunately, we're not familiar that there is actually a bracha when a person eats korbanos, right? Certainly about the Korban Pesach, and as a Zevach, right, again, you're offering the Chagiga, perhaps, on the, right, if it's not Shabbos, right, if you're eating the Korban Chagiga on the first day of Yontif as well, by the Seder, so there are brachos involved, right, you have to make a bracha al achilas Pesach, probably lechol ha-Pesach is probably more accurate, and also lechol ha-Zevach, to eat a Korban Zevach, right, that's a bracha that you would make. The question is, does the bracha of the Korban Pesach pater the Korban Zevach, or vice versa? Right, does that work? I mean, do those brachos work for each other? And so again, Rabbi Shmuel says that if you make the bracha on the Pesach, you don't need to make a bracha on the Zevach. Excuse me, but if you make the bracha on the Zevach, on the Chagiga, right, so that does not pater the Korban Pesach. Again, but what in the world is the logic that a Birkas HaMitzvah would be Yotzei another Birkas HaMitzvah? Right, how would that work? So just again, just pashas that again, we don't find that two things that require different brachas are yotze each other, right? If you make a bracha on a cup of water, it's not a good example because it's mitzvahs and brachos, but let's say a cup of water is a shahakol and a piece of cake is a mizono, so the water is not going to be yotze motzi on the cake. Right? We do find that bread is motzi other things. Okay, that's similar in Echinami, but so what's the shaychas over here? So pashas is a simple pshat. Lachora is that the Chagiga, Korban Chagiga, is basically, and not necessarily an extension, but kind of like in the same vein as Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is the Korban of the Yontif. Korban Chagiga is a Korban you bring on Yontif. So Lamaisa, right, that's the Pashtus, is that since the Korban Pesach is like the almost like an Iker and Tafel situation, so the Iker here is going to pater the Tafel, right, if you have bread and jelly, so the bracha on the bread is going to pater you for making a bracha on the jelly. Okay, similar to that pashup shot. There's a lot going on here that honestly I did not delve into so much. There definitely are other pshatim, I would imagine. But that is the pashtas here. How that bracha that's really not shayach at first glance, the Korban Pesach, the bracha on the Korban Pesach, not shayach to the bracha on the Korban Zevach. But lamaisa, it must be because Rabbi Shmuel would say that it patters it. Okay, Rabbi Kiva says no. That lo zupatar zu, lo zupatar zu. Right, they do not pater each other at all. They're not related whatsoever. Says the Gemara. Just a couple of lines on this, and then a topic totally not related. We'll see. It's kind of sort of related. Kishatim zalom eladiv Rabbi Shmuel zurika bechal shvicha vol shvicha bechal zurika. Again, another word of introduction we had. Again, if you missed learning about the kachim in the middle of the Masechta, so Baruch Hashem, we hearken back to that period. And if you remember, we mentioned that there are two ways to put the blood on the Mizbeach for different korbanos. Most korbanos require a zrika, a sprinkling of the blood. The Korban Pesach requires what's called a shficha, is a pouring. So the question is, let's say you do the wrong type of application of blood onto the Mizbeach. Does that work? So according to Rabbi Shmuel, apparently you see that zrika bechal shvicha, that zrika, which is done for a zevach, is included in shvicha, which is done for the Korban Pesach. Meaning, so if you pour instead of sprinkle, then it's fine. But the other way is not true. Again, because you see that the Pesach, the bracha on the Korban Pesach, can be yotzi motzi the bracha on the zevach. Apparently, you see that's more, I don't know, more chamor, but that is like, as I said before, like the ikker, and the other one is a tafel. So if the pouring is like the more inclusive the more exclusive, excuse me, avoda. So if you pour, and so if you sprinkle in place of pouring, that's a problem. But if you pour instead of sprinkling, so then that is fine, and that's what it means. Zrika b'chlal shvicha, v'lo shvicha b'chlal zrika. Right, so pouring is not included in sprinkling. So therefore, if you pour instead of sprinkle, it's no good. But if you sprinkle instead of pouring, so then it is fine. Okay. I think I said that right, right? Sprinkle instead of pouring is no good. Yeah, okay. Sprinkle instead of pouring is no good. Vite. But the Kohen Rabbi Akiva, lo shvicha b'chol zrika, lo zrika b'chol shvicha, but the Kohen Rabbi Akiva, just like the brachos, are mostly each other, sprinkling and pouring are exclusive, and you cannot do one in place of the other, and that would mess up the avoda of the korban. Okay, just finishing up the mesecta over here. Now we have a topic of Pidyon HaBen. Why not? Also, Rashbam already explains. If you look at the Rashbam right underneath, the only commentary really on Rabbi Yochanan over here also. But Rashbam says, "Mishum de'ayri masnisim b'shnei mini brachos b'adam echad." Since the Mishnah already talked about a guy making two brachos umaisa echad with one action, so hit hatolu zebazeh. Right? Theoretically, you could be motzi two things with one bracha. So kigon pesach v'zevach, shechagiga b'mei pesach. So mishum achi. Therefore, nakat nami lahay uvda. We talk about this topic. Da'avi aben mevarech shtayim. The question is, which, there are two brachos by a pidyon haben, it should be so zocha. Ironically, in my family, there's been many pidyon habens, I think four, if I'm not mistaken, which is obviously beats all the odds, but okay, Baruch Hashem, for whatever reason. So the question is, who makes, there's definitely a bracha on the pidyon haben, that for sure the father makes, that's pashut, right, it's his mitzvah. Question is, who makes the shechiyanu? And that's what the Gemara is going to kind of delve into and ask. Rabbi Simlai, Iklei the Pidyon HaBen. Rabbi Simlai was there at the Pidyon HaBen. Bominid asked the following question. Pshita al Pidyon HaBen, Asher Gishonu V'Tzavanu al Pidyon HaBen, Aviyah Ben Mevarech. For sure, the bracha on the Pidyon HaBen itself, which is Asher Gishonu V'Tzavanu al Pidyon HaBen, that's the father makes for sure. But Baruch Shechiyenu V'Kimanu L'Zman HaZeh, V'Giyenu L'Zman HaZeh, Kohen Mevarech, or Aviyah Ben Mevorech. So who makes that bracha? The Kohen or the father? Kohen Mevorech to Kamati Analiyadeh. Maybe the Kohen should make the bracha because he's getting the cash, right? He gets the money, right, to redeem the kid. Or Aviyah Ben Mevorech. And maybe the father should do it because the Kavi Mitzvah, because he's doing the Mitzvah. So the Gemara, so fascinatingly enough, the Rav Sim, the Lo Hava Biyadeh, the Gemara says, Rav Simlai didn't know. He wasn't sure. It was a good kasha. He'd never been to a pinyon haben, I guess. I don't know. He never learned it. So also shoyl bei midrasha. So he went to ask the shayla in the base medrash, which again is a tremendous moser agav because Rabbi Simlai, his stomach was no slouch. He was, but apparently he was man enough to say, "I don't know. Let's go ask." It's a very big muster. Anyway, Amrulay, so they said in the base medrash, Aviyah ben Mevarech Shtayim, that the father makes the Shechiyanu and obviously the bracha on the pinyon haben, and we'll leave the Hilchasa for the Siyum, Mazel Tov Rav Bosai, and we'll go weiter in the Heilige Shas tomorrow with Maseches Shkolim. Very, very exciting. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.